What's up, everybody? You're watching the Growing Up Hip Hop After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. On tonight's episode, we'll talk about Master P keeping his family together, the Rosé All Day Party, and of course, Angela and Vanessa are still battling it out. And we have your glow up fashion, your news and gossip, and of course, all the shades. So stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I just feel like I'm at a wedding, you know?
I know, I was going to say that. I'm at a barbecue or something.
Exactly. Come on.
Just it's hot enough movie. Outside for a barbecue.
Hey.
Oh, my gosh.
A little too hot, yes, me.
Okay. What's up, everybody? You are watching the Growing Up Hip Hop After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. Nice to see you. Nice to be heard. We are here down doing our dances. Yes. Feeling it good. I have some new hosts here filling in tonight. I have Miss Jasmine over here. How you feeling, girl?
I'm feeling good.
It's good.
I'm cooling down. It's a little warm today, but
right?
I feel good.
Burn it up. And I have Richie on the end over here.
What's up?
Yes. It is hot. If you guys are not in LA, don't come to LA.
You're fine exactly where you are.
Exactly. People in Alaska, I need to be there. It's just burning up. But of course, on this episode, we are talking all things Growing Up Hip Hop, Master P keeping his family together, the Rosé All Day Party, and Angela and Vanessa, still going at it. Mm-hmm. We got a glow of fashion. We got our news and gossip. We got our shade. We have everything. But before we kick it off, what were you guys' overall thoughts on tonight's episode?
I actually like this episode because there was a lot more messages behind the whole thing.
Yeah.
I love to see where Master P was taking us with his family. And then we got to see a different side between Angela and her sister Vanessa, just like siblings. So there was a lot of message going on subliminally, I think. So I like that part of the episode.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I felt like it was messy. Yeah. TT is
oh no, she's all over the place. I agree.
She is a boiling hot mess. And then I felt frustrated because I'm looking at these relationships, particularly with Pep and her son, and I'm like, why is it so difficult for y'all to communicate?
Yeah.
For real.
Or why is it so difficult for Peppa to have a long attention span? Because to me, she's all over the place. Her head's this way, her head's that way, but her head's not straight ahead where it's supposed to be.
I it's just all mess. Just too much. Brianna's all over the place. TT's over there. One thing I did like kicking it off here, Master P keeping his family together.
Yes.
As you guys know or may not know, Master P's brother, Corey, also known as C-Murder, the rapper. How you doing? he's in jail, and he was doing a hunger strike. But now, since he saw his family, they all came together. Luckily, they were able to get him some food, some water. And it was really just nice to see, Master P, okay, guys, keep it together. Mm-hmm. We may not have talked, or we might have had our falling out, but we're still family at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great message to me. And Romeo was out there, and they saw, his family being buried, and it was just nice.
I really like that because, if those who don't know about Master P, he's always kind of been this father role, not just to, Romeo, but to, the rest of his siblings as well. So to see one of this episode strictly, directing where he's coming from and why he wants all family to be together was really good to see the highlight of it. Mm-hmm. We all don't really know exactly what he went through out in New Orleans, but you can tell that it made him stronger. So I love how Master P's always just giving back. And as we saw also, he went to his old juvenile and he talked over there too and gave him a good message as well. So it was really good to see that because I think we all need to be reminded that no matter how many L's you take in life, you can still do it again. Mm-hmm. You can still move forward. You can push through.
I love seeing the men in hip hop, particularly at this point in time where we are actually growing up and really doing something for their families and their communities and showing what it looks like to be a real man. You know what I'm saying? Because you think about it like this, Master P and where he's been and where he's come from, particularly as a rap artist, where he started from. And now you look at him as a father, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
As a businessman. Same with a Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? You see the growth and the progression.
And that's real grown up hip hop.
Right. It really just makes me think about some of these younger artists, and I'm hoping that they look towards, guys like that and say, okay, this is what I want to grow up to be. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. just love it. You know, Master P, he still low-key scares me. You know, he just has such a presence where I'm low-key intimidated by him. So I like seeing the softer side, like him just being like, I love y'all. I said what I had to say. Like, we're still family. I also wanted to bring up how he brought Romeo and told Romeo about how his mother, he spoke to his ex-wife, which is Romeo's mom,
right,
who is suing Romeo because of that whole thing that happened, you know, a while ago, the divorce.
Hot mess.
And it was just a mess, and it was just a family feud.
I don't think no relative, especially your own mother, should be suing you. That's just ugly.
It's never.
I'm not going to sue my mom, no matter how much times we get in arguments or anything. I'm not suing her.
I just don't understand.
Petty. It is.
Well.
But like you said, at least it's good that Master P spoke to her. In the day, like, they're not, it's not going to be any rivals. Like,
family is forever.
You know, that's his sister's mother. We got to respect her. Mm-hmm. Point blank.
Yeah. I mean, that's what Romeo said. I'll still love her at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody who won't be getting love at the end of the day, Boogie and his father. Boogie's still in rehab. While he was on the phone with Brianna, he said that I'm not talking to my dad at all. Mm-hmm. Like, he said, my dad has all these different names, and right now he's an a-hole. So,
ain't that funny with everything going on with him and Lee Daniels right now that his son is saying this? I was giggling in my seat just like that, eating my popcorn, like, ooh, is this a little insight into how you really are? You know what I'm saying?
I have to agree on that because Damien's doing a lot of things going on as well. I'm not gonna lie,
he coming across like me right now. Like, real bitter. Now, granted, if somebody owed me $2 million, I might be mad at you, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of like how you go about doing it that's a problem. Right. Then you got this book coming out, and I'm like, are you pulling a Kanye on us right now with all of this?
Because
you
got the book.
Because the book details stuff that happened with, like, Lee Daniels and a whole lot of other stuff.
You mean the culture vultures?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he just dropped that, like, last week.
Mm-hmm.
So was this all a publicity stunt?
See, who knows? Is he trolling us?
Because the guy waiting.
You picked that exact moment at the Diana Ross concert to roll up on Lee Daniels with his shawl on.
Honestly, Dame Dash, if you're watching this, I think there was no other better time than to do it right then and there. I would have done the same thing. If I want to be all the pretty,
with the camera crew too? You would have bought the cameras?
Yes.
Give me my money, my $2 million. Dollars.
Because Lee hasn't paid him back, so he had a ticket there. It's like, okay, you want to be messy and drag you this far, to go play that game. So I'm all here for Dame Dash. I'm actually a Dame Dash fan, so I'm all here for that.
I am too. I'm here for it. Listen, it gives us a lot to talk about, but I'm just saying, the fact that your son is calling you these names and then you pulling these little maneuvers, it's just like, I don't know. He could be pulling the Kanye. I think it might have been.
Now it makes sense, Loki.
Well, I don't know. I just think that Boogie is one of the same when it comes to his father, in a sense. Like, they're both stubborn. You know, he doesn't want to reach out to his father. His father reached out to him. He's like, well, he needs help. He needs rehab. And it's like, my dad's an asshole. So both of them are just hotheads.
Yeah.
So they can't see eye to eye. They will never see eye to eye until they, like, let go of their pride, which why I agree with Brie when she mentioned at the table in front of Dame and his girlfriend, Rocky, you know, I think we should have, like, a whole group meeting. That way, maybe I could be a moderator. I know she didn't say that, but probably that's what she was thinking. Like,
probably.
I could probably be a moderator. Versus you two sitting down, nothing's ever going to be discussed. So it's just, I don't know. But they need to talk because it's life's too short, as we can see in this movie.
Yeah.
In this episode, excuse me.
Yeah.
Very. Prayers to you, Boogie.
We'll see.
Hopefully he gets it together.
I'm gonna sip this team.
Yes, because that was
I'm just
lot.
Waiting to see what Dame's next move is going to be.
Maybe he's going to, oh my gosh, I hope he doesn't bring up anything about Aaliyah. You know, she's still my girl after all these years.
Love baby girl, always and forever.
Say nothing wrong about her. He better not, Richie. He better not. Oh, my gosh. Okay, but speaking of Dame and Brianna, Brianna had a lot to say. Let's get into this rosé all day party. Because this whole thing with Brianna and Eazy-E's son, I don't know if it was actually a relationship or they were just kind of, like, sleeping around together.
I think they were just smashing.
Smash. Pass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was just more so, like, a hookup relationship. I don't think nothing is serious at all.
I don't think so either.
I like the idea of the rosé all day party. That's actually really cool.
I was already thinking I'm stealing that.
That was really clever. But what I didn't like was how Peppa threw that onto TT. Like, it seemed like TT is just the one answering to everything. She's here, she's there, she's all over the place. Why isn't, like, Titi's, Peppa's daughter, Egypt, handling this stuff. It seemed like Titi's doing more for Peppa than her own daughter is.
Titi seemed like a slave. Yeah. To be very honest.
No, I was like, wait, where's Egypt and why is she not helping out with this? Why is Titi doing all this? Like,
why did Egypt even have a drink? Because she's only 19.
Oh, so, I didn't
say
that.
Let's say what, no?
Egypt is the baby.
I didn't know Egypt was 19.
Yeah, so.
Did you guys know that? Let us know in the chat right now.
Maybe she didn't have a sip.
Not on camera. Maybe she was like, oh, we can pretend we're overseas. And, you know, well, the other can drink, they're 16. So maybe she's just pretending or something. I don't know.
The laws are different for celebrities. It's fine.
Okay. Okay. and their own worlds. But I would say I wish we'd known what kind of rosé they were drinking.
Right.
I would love to.
Yeah.
Be filled in on that so I can get a sip. Or, you know, I could go to Total Wine myself.
That would have been good to know.
Right. Can I get a sip real quick? But so for the party, it was supposed to be for Brianna to hook up with Eazy-E. But as we saw with Titi and Brianna, when they hashed it out finally, because that was a whole messy thing with the whole hairdresser coming in between them. He was in one ear, he was in another ear, and they just didn't like each other for who knows what. They finally hashed it out, and Brianna sits up and says, oh, I like Boogie, but don't tell nobody. I kind of saw this coming.
Me too.
A little bit, because she was just so involved. Oh, Boogie, get better. Oh, Boogie, you know you my boo, my little brother. Yeah. You know?
When she revealed that, I was not surprised at all. I'm like, okay, well, tell us something we don't know.
Exactly. But I was like, come on, Brianna. Like, she low-key liked Romeo for a little bit. Now she likes Boogie, and it's just too much for me. Like,
now,
just...
Do you guys think that she has a chance with Boogie? I mean, she may like him, but do we know if Boogie feels the same way about her?
I don't have a clue. Don't have a clue. But what I what I will say is that, you know, in my thought, it probably is not the best idea to talk to somebody who's just coming out of rehab. I'm going to let you get through with those issues first.
Hmm, I didn't even think of like that.
Because as soon as somebody comes out, I believe they tell you, I ain't never been, but I believe that they tell you not to, or encourage you not to get too involved with anyone while you're going through that whole process of, right, of getting, staying sober.
It takes time.
It takes time. It takes time.
I agree with you.
I agree too. But Brianna feels like she can fix them. She's in love. No.
Woman, ladies, you can't fix a man. We can't fix anybody. You gotta accept for who they are, and you have to understand people gotta grow within themselves. So I just want to let that be known out there. You gotta grow within yourself. You can't fix anyone. They don't want to be fixed, first off.
And to be honest, I mean, I feel like E would have been a better choice for her anyway.
Right?
Only because I feel like, listen, I haven't met her in person. Mm-hmm. Like, she got a strong personality. Mm-hmm. So I feel like she needs a strong dude to, like, you know, be able to, like, handle all of that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to probably piggyback off of Richie, too. I agree. Because to me, it's like she doesn't really know what she wants, and nor does she want what she needs. So I think having a companion to keep her aligned, to keep her, like, kind of in check would really help her out. Because Bree kind of just is, like, going with the flow, it seems like. She's just like, well, this seems right, so I might as well. Well, I mean, whatever's convenient for her instead of just letting it be natural, you know?
Yeah.
And that's not always good.
Poor Brianna, get it together. I did like how they said, you know, it was on the spot. They were like, so did y'all smash? They were like, yeah, Brianna. Yeah, we did. Was it good? Well, if one person keeps doing it multiple times, clearly it's good. I just thought that was so funny for some reason. I don't know why I got a kick out of that.
Would y'all answer that question? I wouldn't answer that question.
Me either. I'm like, that was just...
Not with these cameras around.
Didn't like the fact that TT put it on blast. That, oh, well, you know, this party's all put together just for you two to rekindle. Like, that's kind of weird. Like, you know, they for you to say it was Peppa's idea.
Well, I thought it was for Taran at first.
And Taran
and
Shell.
But I could have just... Maybe I... That he became lost in the shuffle like he tends to keep doing. I really don't know. But lost I thought it was shuffle. For him.
One thing I did point out, I don't know if you guys noticed, is Andre, Peppa's bodyguard, was sitting real close to her.
This led me to a thought.
Can someone tell me, because I was confused. I'm like, why is he sitting so close to be a bodyguard?
Well, Peppa was like, Brianna needs some D. Maybe the problem is Peppa getting a little too much D, and she can't focus on her son. Just a thought.
That could be true.
Because she seemed a little spaced out like this entire episode.
No, she did.
She did.
No.
Maybe she got too many things going on. I don't know what it is.
I thought she was having, like, just taking it back. Coffee. Yeah. Like, she was just high on something. She was just everywhere. Like, she's so much energy.
It's a whole thing. It's crazy. With her and her bodyguard, word on the street was he was married. And he, you know, met Pep. That's not even really her bodyguard. It's a whole thing.
That didn't seem like a bodyguard.
No. That's clear as day. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was evident. Because a bodyguard
stands usually some feet back. You know what I'm saying?
Stands. Correct. Stands. Exactly. Surveying
the scene. They ain't got no lines in the scene. He was like right up on her. Like, I was like,
I was so bodyguard. Confused.
Why, who y'all lying to?
Mm-hmm. I was so confused.
That's the whole thing. She was over there creeping.
Now she could pay her boyfriend.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. I had to.
Here for the moment. And then also with Pep, her and her son, Tyran. It's a whole, I don't even know. Like, I just feel so bad for Tyran because all he wants is love. Mm-hmm. He's like, you didn't show me this much love growing up. I don't know if he's I think he is the oldest. Sorry. So he's the oldest between him and Egypt. And it's just like, wow, you know, your mom was out there making money for you two, so she wasn't around a lot. She was traveling. So when she was kind of like fading out, she had more time for just Egypt. And by that time, Tyran's probably already, you know, a preteen. Mm-hmm. So all he wanted was real, just love and attention. And Pep just, she was everywhere at the welcome to LA party for Tyran. She wasn't even really there. She dropped his cake on the floor. It's just too much. You know?
I feel bad. I actually feel really bad for Tyran, too. Because I'm more than sure that Peppa means well. I know she loves Tyran, clearly, as her son. But, you know, even if she wasn't around that much when he was a child because she was on the go and doing her thing when during her prime, totally understandable. Because my mom was the same way. She was on the go when I was a kid, too. But I never really felt a neglect from her. However, I think now since, you know, her time is not really as dominant as it was before, and he's older and Egypt's older. I don't see why she shouldn't like step out of Egypt's life a little bit and just kind of just be the mom. Just be the mom instead of she's trying to be like the home girl instead of just being a mother to both of them. That's just what I think. I don't know.
Listen.
It is me.
No, I like Tyran a lot too. Okay. And I liked him when I had heard of him before because he was dating, like, years ago, a friend of mine's little sister.
Oh, wow.
And they always talked about how good of a guy he was. Mm-hmm. Like, even as, like, just a little young kid growing up. So for me to kind of see it now, like, yo, like, he really is, like, normal. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not affected by, you know, because you could tell some of them are a bit of a bit affected.
Right.
A bit Hollywood. But he's not like that. And that's what I think I like and is so refreshing about him. But the other thing is, I feel like Peppa is, like, you know, in full-on Kris Jenner mode with Egypt.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like she's like, okay, what's the next project? How can we make, you know, how can we make you more famous? How can we make you more money? Which is not a bad thing, but I feel like there's a point that you can get where you just get too much like that.
Mm-hmm. Balance.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly all it is.
I wonder why she won't, like, take on Tyran. Maybe he wants to do something in the martial arts field. Like, you know, have a little own, like, company or a small, like, teaching class.
He'd a Rob Kardashian.
Aww.
I'm just saying. No. Okay. Y'all don't see it? Y'all don't see the parallel there? Y'all don't see it?
Yeah.
Please, viewers, let me know. I feel like y'all see it. Y'all see it.
Well, I was going to say, why can't they just have, like, a joint similar line?
Because he'd a Rob.
I mean, like, you know, men wear trunks, too, so she could have combined that. There's some kind of way around it where it could have all worked out. Balance. That's all I'm saying. Balance it out. Okay. It's like, now don't play favorites to one or the other. But
you're going to have his sock collection. I feel like you.
His sock collection. Tyran, we are rooting for you. We just want that be known.
I am. Let it be known. I am. But I'm just saying, I feel like in this situation, that's what he looks not looks like, but y'all know what I mean.
He's the Rob.
He's the Rob.
And Pep just, she doesn't care. When she took that phone call, I was like, Pep, put your phone on vibrate. Your son is trying to reach out to you. Tell you what's wrong with him. And she said, oh, wait, got to take this. It's Egypt's bikini line.
How did she know? Yeah. The phone was buzzing in your bosom. Like, how did you know who it was? Does it have a special ring?
I was confused about that. And even if it was or wasn't, she didn't know. There was no need for her to explain herself. Cool. Mm-hmm. You walked away. You said, excuse me. You had your business. Come back and get right back into it, what you guys are doing. No need to, like, oh, I'm sorry with this and that and that. Like, you're just rubbing it in his face.
It was all Egypt. You know, I have it.
Yeah. Just rubbing it all on his face. Just smearing it like a birthday cake or something. That's That's how I've done it.
I like cake.
That sounds really good right now.
Poor Tyran. So let's get into Angela and her sister still going at it. So for weeks, they have just been back and forth about, is Angela wrong? Is Vanessa wrong? Angela doesn't really want to work with Vanessa. Vanessa won't take no for an answer. We saw in this episode tonight that they pretty much are going to have to work together. They have a Rush Foundation, which is like their uncles and their dad. And a part of that foundation, their uncle Danny wants them to get together and do something for like the kids. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have to end up working together. And they still have this heat or whatever from Angela saying, no, I don't want to work with you business-wise. Do we just want these sisters to kick it to the curb? Like, come on. Work together. Like, now they're being forced to. Will there be any drama between them? Yeah.
I don't want them to work together.
Why not?
First of all, let me just say this. I'm definitely team Vanessa all day. Like, I feel like she's the one who is actually working. Like, who would want to work? She's the person I would hire. She's the person I would put in front of the camera. I would, not to say never, but I just feel like Angela's on something else. Like, I feel like she's on that whole, like, I want to be, like, you know, the influencer type person. But I feel like Vanessa's the one that wants to work. And that's who, at the end of the day, that's who you want at the office with you.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know, I can't. And Angela, she sticks on my nerves.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what is your issue with Angela? It's like more hatred coming out.
It's not hatred. Like, listen,
you know, Vanessa's this and Vanessa's that.
But if you look at the series in general, you know, yes, what I'm saying, mm-hmm, and you look at the history, and you can kind of see the pattern there. You know what I'm saying? And how are you gonna skip your sister's event?
Yeah,
that's true.
Okay, well, I definitely agree with you about Vanessa being more of the worker.
Yeah,
hands down, she is. Mm-hmm. I actually follow Angela a lot on social media. I've been following her for a long time, like almost their whole career when they had the Runs house. So there is a difference. Like, mm-hmm, you are on point when you said that. However, to answer your question here, I do think they're going to have drama. Why? Because they're sisters. I mean, they, like you said, mm-hmm, they're being forced to this project. But at the end of the day, they're sisters. And I actually listened to an interview. It was like 2 weeks ago. They were on the Breakfast Club. Mm. It was all three of them, Vanessa, JoJo, and Angela. Mm. And they literally came out and said, like, we just sometimes don't get along. Like, they were very upfront of it, saying that what you guys see on the show about us arguing is how we are 24/7. And that's what I liked in the show in this episode, too, when they made up at the end. Angela goes, you know, this has been me since I was a kid. So, like, it's nothing new. Yeah. But we are hoping, and you would think, that by now, at this age, she would get it together. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think that in the day, this project's going to be a success, because they, at the end of the day, like, they are Runs kids, so they know how to run a business. But hopefully they can set aside their pride and their issues and just woman up. That's all I'm hoping for. He's like, I'm not here for this, but it's okay. I'm rooting for my women, okay?
Rooting for them, too.
We can get it together.
Oh my gosh. I just don't like how Angela said, you know, Vanessa wants to go on and do her own thing. And Angela was like, well, will you be mad if we're rivals later on down the line? And it's like, girl. Like
no, because you will always be behind me. If you come, if you do that, let's say this, okay, let's say we all came up with an idea, right?
Yes.
And then y'all said, ooh, I don't feel like it. And then I said, okay, well, I'm just going to do it myself. And then you said, well, we could be rivals one day. No, we can't, because I've already done it.
That is true.
You're not my rival at that point. You're the person who's coming behind me. Mm-hmm. So, like, join the club now. You know what I'm saying? And if we could divide up the work. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it seems like it would be simple.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm, but I feel like one of them makes it hard.
I like how JoJo's playing the peacemaker out of them, too. Like, mm-hmm, he always comes to their defense. Like, in the day, he's like, well, it has to be someone to make them work. So yeah. I love to see that about him. It's like, well, you need to talk to your sister. You need to do that. And he even said that in the interview, too, in the Breakfast Club. Like, I always feel like it's me that makes it better. Because if I'm not there, they will probably never see eye to eye. So
I believe that.
And also really quick, I want to shout out our live chat right now. Let's Talk Hip, Classic Hip Hop says, the sisters working together or not is a dead storyline. I hope they move past it soon. I'm tired of Vanessa crying and Angela being a savage.
Ooh.
So we got to agree with you. You know, the comments, let us know right now in the live chat.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of comments, and, you know, if you guys are on YouTube, you might as well go ahead and subscribe to all of our other shows. You know, our network produces after shows for all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no other network that works harder to serve television fans than we do. So we need your help, though. We're asking that you subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't, because they are optional. So hit the subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well, because we are all on other shows as well. So be sure to tune into those. Let us know you did so in the comments, like she just talked about, and we'll thank you on air, like she just did. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us for being the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes, love you guys out there. Yeah, it is a dead storyline. But I wonder what they're going to do if we don't see Angela and Vanessa argue. Because, truth be told, Angela doesn't really film with anybody else. She only will film with Romeo, and she did a little bit with Egypt. So if there's really? No...
Yeah, I didn't remember she that. I forgot.
She really doesn't film unless it's family. So if she kills this storyline, then she would have to really, like, talk to the cast, you know, actually be a part of the group. She
kill
really
it, Vanessa. Kill it.
I don't think it's going to be a dead storyline. I think we're going to see more of these two sisters for sure.
Yeah.
Because it honestly wouldn't make sense for them to just cut this.
Yeah, so, I agree. I think family drama is probably some of the best television drama that you have out there. Because mm-hmm. you really get passionate about, you know, because you really, at the end of the day, want them to work it out. Mm-hmm. But there has to be some drama.
It has to be. And then if there was not drama, then, I mean, come on. Who are we faking? Because we all have our issues. Everyone has drama at some point in their family. So
absolutely.
That's just real life happening right there. That's mm-hmm. reality.
Mm-hmm. Man. You know, and also today, I realized I really like JoJo. Like, I've always kind of somewhat liked JoJo, but he's just so funny to me.
He has been, when they're eating, when he was trying to make Angela eat the french fry, that was pretty funny.
That was
funny. Oh, that's really cute. That's like real brother and sister love right there.
Such a funny...
loud. loud.
So here on our after show, we like to do this thing called Glowing Up Fashion. It's where we pick somebody who caught our eye on tonight's episode. Could be anybody from makeup to loungewear, anything you can think of who caught your eye. So let's kick it off. Richie, who caught your eye? Glowing Up Fashion.
Okay, is it just one?
It's mainly just one, but I'll do a little substitutes here.
Okay.
Have anybody else.
So this is probably a weird one, but like, because they showed the preview for next episode, Boogie's jacket, leather jacket with the studs on it.
Oh yeah,
that was. Boom. It was glowing up. My next one would be Brianna and like the straight bangs and the gold and the grills.
Oh yeah.
I like that look. Yeah. I thought that look was hot. Mm. And then I was about to say, you know, Vanessa, she always looks fabulous because my boy does her makeup made by Ronnie John.
So pretty much the whole show is what he's saying. And all the cast members, you know, from the first season to now.
It's so hard.
Crew members, everybody.
So the directors, you know, the camera crew, everybody's blowing up. Everyone's blowing up right now.
You know, to my defense, there were no real rules set up for me when I first had this.
Oh, man. I'm definitely going to say Vanessa. I like how Vanessa mm-hmm. keeps everything clean and classy. She doesn't overdo it. She has really cute blazers and undershirts, mm-hmm. and she can just walk mm-hmm. out with something just really cute and petite. I like that. I like how you can be stylish, but it's not over the top. Like, you don't have to over-accessorize. It's like, I have a nice cute blouse, a pink one. There's one pink one, that pastel one that she wore in this episode that stuck out to me. And then some nice, like, jeans with some boots, heels, there you go. So mm-hmm. to me, that's glowing up. Like mm-hmm. Plain Jane. Everyone be knocking Plain Jane. I'm here for Plain Jane.
Okay.
She's a businesswoman.
Yeah. Sticks out. She's sophisticated. And she needs business. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, speaking of playing Jane, mine was Pep. And when she was talking to her son, Tyran, and she had like the green little like loungewear. I just thought that was so cute. Mm-hmm. I really like loungewear. And I thought like the whole little two-piece, it was kind of like a tube top. Not a tube top, but like a crop top. But she had it mm-hmm. the white shirt under. It just looked cool to me. Like,
and the
she
little
was...
phone carrying case up in here.
Hey, you never know when you don't have no pocket.
You have to just make ends work. You have to just do that. You know? It's a woman thing.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so let's get into a little bit of news and gossip here.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So just a little bit here. I want to talk about C Murder and how the second witness came back and recited recanted his story about him being I don't think he was involved, but C. Murder was involved with murder.
A murder.
And then...
Ironic, right?
Right. But both, this is the second witness who said, like, we didn't see him. He wasn't involved. And I'm like, after all this, I think it's been already close to 20 years, or if not more.
He's a five. It's for a long time. This case has been going on since I was a kid. I can remember, like, it was yesterday. I'm a No Limit fan, so I'm hoping that Same. He gets out.
I hope so, too. And can we also talk about the brother, Silk? Still looking good. We talked about this last week, but he still looks good. Mm-hmm. Just so, like, youthful and fresh. I just love that.
It's that water. Mm-hmm. It's that Nola water.
And another one over the weekend, Angela's Twitter was hacked. And on the tweet, it said, I want you back, Bow Wow. And she tagged Shawn Moss. Of course, it was, you know, those trolls. But I thought that was so funny. I said, I wonder... Will she ever go back to Bow Wow? If things were different, if Bow Wow didn't have his girl, Angela wasn't, you know, just dating around, you think they would ever come back together?
I kind of think they would. No. I don't know. I do think that Angela is a little more mature than Bow Wow is. Mm-hmm. And she might be a little too much too for him. But I do think that there's still some kind of like love there. Because for some odd reason, I think that they didn't really reach that point. They still have like a what if. In the relationship.
Right.
I mean, they were dating for a little while, but I think it's still like that what if, like, but what if this? Like, we didn't make it to this point. And she talked about it not too long ago, too. Not that she misses him, but that everyone around her really liked her with Bow Wow. Her friends, her family, JoJo, like he said, he really liked her with Bow Wow. And so she's the only one like, no, 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 but who knows? That's probably like a sign that they might get back together.
I hope so.
Maybe she kept him sane.
Maybe, because, I mean...
Because no. He seems a little off.
Prayers up for Bow Wow right now. Yeah. That's all I got to say. No diss, just prayers up.
Yeah, poor Bow Wow. I still love him, though. Who do you guys have in the Bow Wow and Romeo beef?
Bow Wow.
Vichy?
Romeo.
Day One, Shawn Moss. I'm a No Limit fan, but Day One, Shawn Moss.
I like how Romeo has grown up.
Mm-hmm. I like how he's grown up,
I feel
too.
Like he hasn't... I feel like, again, we talk about affected. I feel like Bow Wow's affected by fame. I feel like Romeo, not so much.
He's not.
Yeah.
I had an opportunity to meet Romeo before, too, and he's extremely humble and just not, like, exactly what you're saying. He's not affected by that. His head's on the right track. Like, he knows when to put on the fame and put and take it off. Like, he is very balanced. Like, he knows what he's doing. Like, I think... Master P raised one hell of a son.
Yeah.
Hands down, for sure. But I'm a loyal person, so it was always Bow Wow. So it's going to be Bow Wow regardless. Sorry, bro.
Go down with the ship.
It's just, that's just what it is. I'm loyal to the soil.
Well, that's it for our news and gossip. And then before we get into our predictions, any last minute thoughts on tonight's episode? Anything that stuck out to you guys? Or just...
Nothing I mean, else? Besides the bodyguard, I think that was about it. Oh, you know what? I really, really like how TT, she meant to say that she wanted Bree to get Bree's box service, but she said her box cleaned. That was so funny. I was like, I was waiting to see what Bree had to say after that. When she's like, dang it. I said, talk line. Like, she knew the camera was rolling. Like, it was no taking it back after that. So I wonder what, off camera, what Bree had said. You know, like, that stuck out to me. I was like, that's so funny. Box clean. But why are they worried about each other's boxes?
Exactly.
I
think we
know.
Should all worry about our own boxes.
If we ain't even cool, the last thing I'm trying to do is set you up with somebody. Like, let's get back in each other's good graces first. Yeah. Like, before we even try to do that. That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm still in that rosé all day idea.
Okay.
And I want to be invited.
Okay, Richie, throw the party.
We got you. I got you.
All righty, guys. Well, thank you for hanging out with us again. Every Thursday, we're here talking about growing up hip-hop. If you're listening on iTunes, please give us 5 stars. If you're watching us on YouTube, leave them comments down below. We'd love to hear from you. Of course, we have our fan shout-outs, so we'll shout you out every week here. I'm one of your hosts, Howard III. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard III. Oh, but I'm just kidding, everybody. I want to get predictions. I apologize. Real quick, predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
I really like these creepy sounds.
Yes. Real quick, you want me to kick it off?
I'll kick it off. So, okay. Next episode, I really think... I think we're just going to be another one of those Brie episodes, like those moments of Brie. I don't know what's going to lash out, but I think that Boogie may Tim to find out how Brie really feels about him. Like, it's more than her just trying to help him. I think it's more so, like, it's going to come out in the air. And I think I don't know if he's going to take it, but I think she's going to probably be put on blast by TT as well. I don't think TT can hold water. She seemed like one of those you can't trust.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be just a explosion for Brie next episode.
Well, I hope she goes off on whoever's idea was to throw that party with the champagne for somebody who just got out of rehab. Like, in my mind, I'm like, what in the world? Who would think to do this? Exactly. And at this production, that is very, very, like, I mean, there has to be a line we have to draw, because at this point in time, it's like, yo, that's, like, irresponsible. Sorry, that just, like, got me, like, worked up. I'm just thinking about it. It's crazy.
My only prediction is Tyran and Pep. Finally, I want Pep to be fully involved in this conversation they're about to have.
She's going to have to get rid of the bodyguard.
Rid of the bodyguard.
He got to go.
Yes.
So she can focus on her son. And they will finally have a good sit down. And she's going to, you know, just do more. You know, reach out to him. All right. Okay. Well, like I was saying earlier, I'm Howard the Third. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Jasmine, where can we follow you?
You can follow me on all social media platforms at I'm Jazzy. That's IMJAZZIE.
And follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at DJ Richie Sky.
Yes. Thank you guys for hanging out with us, and we will see you all next week. Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.